very little farming in January.
All right. When did your daddy have to pay taxes?
In December.
In December. And was there income tax back then, or is that?
No, we didn't know what income tax was.
Okay. But you paid your land taxes in December.
Property tax.
And how did they decide how much you should pay?
By taxation, so many mills for $1,000.
Did the value of your house enter in on it?
Yes, but you were given the homestead exemption.
Okay.
On far it.
Okay, was there enough good weather in February for you to do anything much?
A lot of times we did do some farm work in February.
Okay.
Get us stove wood for the summer.
In March, the ground was starting to...
Well, we began to get stalks off the land, get prepared for farming, yeah.
Okay. What was the earliest crop you planted?
Usually, corn and some sweet potatoes,
okay.
A few tomatoes.
And did you do all your planting at one time?
No, we planted a little bit at a time.
Let's see, by April, then, was it Good Friday that you planted a garden?
Yes, Good Friday.
Okay. And what would be the latest thing? What's the most sensitive to the cold if you have to wait the longest to plant?
Well, cotton usually had to wait till around the 20th of April to plant on kind of danger of frost.
Okay, how long is the cotton growing season? How long does it take to grow it from planting to harvesting?
Well, cotton used to plant in April, the 20th of April. You start harvesting about the 1st of September and start picking the first crop. But now, the cotton planted at that time won't open for about the 1st of October now.
If it freezes before it's harvested, is that perfect?
Yes, that'll keep it from opening. The bowls will dry, swivel up.
Okay. All right, by May, were y'all out of school by May?
We was usually out of school around the middle of April.
The
school would go on for May, but there were very few people students. And very few students attended at that.
Okay, they're needed at home?
Yeah, farming.
All right, now by June, what was going on with the crop?
Well, your crop was all up, and you were working it, plowing it, chopping the cotton, and finishing up your other planting, maybe your gardens and truck farm and so forth.
Okay, now we were talking about chopping cotton while I know, and when you do that, what's the reason why you chop cotton?
Thin it out so it won't grow one stalk in the field.
Okay, now if you had more corn growing than you needed, if it was too thick,
you thin it out.
But you chop cotton. You
chop cotton.
So that term was only used in cotton. You mentioned something about firewood in July. What was it you had to do?
We get our firewood in July and August. Firewood is laying by in summer months, and at that time we get in the woods without being too wet and sloppy.
Okay, did you cut down green trees in July?
Yes.
Did they dry by kind of
wood?
Alright, you said laying by. What is that stuff?
That's finished plowing the crop. And it's the period of time between you quit working the crop and you start harvesting the crop.
Okay.
About 6 weeks between the two.
All right. And let's see, when did you go back to school then?
Usually around the 1st of November, maybe